ZAPU Southern Region spokesperson Ipitule Maphosa told Studio 7 that the party has deferred the Congress to a date to be announced next year after its National Executive Council made a negative report about preparations for the event. Maphosa said the main reason for the postponement of the Congress was lack of adequate funding. He said the party had required about $200,000 to host a minimum of 3,000 delegates, which are required to form a quorum for a Congress as per the party's constitution. Maphosa said a policy consultative meeting will now be held on Thursday. He denied that the party's failure to hold the Congress shows that it is not vibrant and lacks adequate numbers to be considered as a serious political party, blaming the failure to raise funds on the economic crisis, which he said has been brought by ZANU-PF government's misrule.
We have an economy that is close to dying. It's a sinking economy. The people have no money. And it's affecting everyone, every citizen, including ZAPU members. So we looked at that. And we came to a conclusion that we cannot squeeze our members into funding a Congress when they don't have enough. If we look at other provinces, especially in the South, there's hunger. It is now, there's starvation. Livestock is dying. People are hungry. If you look at other provinces, there are problems associated with the non-functioning economy as we speak now.
The Congress was supposed to be the second after the one held in 2010 following the revival of the party. Maphosa said ZAPU relies only on funding from contributions by its members and could not be compared to the ruling ZANU-PF party, which recently held its annual conference in the resort town of Victoria Falls.
I may not say much about the ruling party, but we all know it's an open secret that they rely on the business sector, which sometimes they force the business people to fund their programs in exchange for protection. We also know that they are in control of the parasitoids in this country, which are usually forced to fund these programs.
ZAPU was revived by some members who were frustrated to remain as part of ZANU-PF after the signing of a unity accord in 1987 between the late Joshua Nkomo, representing ZAPU, and President Robert Mugabe, representing the ruling party. The party has in the past approached the courts seeking to have some of its properties, including office buildings and farms held by the government, returned to it, but to no avail. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.